Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. But first of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes. How many? Is it a long survey?
The survey takes about 8 minutes to complete, but it's a very important survey about the upcoming elections. Could you please help us out?
Okay, but it's only 8 minutes, but I really can't do
that.
Okay.
Thank you for your help.
So,
do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No. No.
And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? You will definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote.
Very likely. Very likely.
And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation? Or some other political party?
Democrat. Okay.
And what is your main racial background? African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, White or Caucasian or Hispanic, or other race, not least
I
your.
I don't know.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages: 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75.
66 to 75.
Generally speaking, will you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Gone off track.
Okay. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issue, crime and neighborhood safety, quality of life like road and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, including sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, or corruption in local government?
Daily life.
I'm sorry?
The second one you said. Daily
quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment. Is that okay?
Right.
Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democrat, definitely vote for Republican, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Probably vote for Democrat.
You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just let me know, okay? You can indicate it as well. The first one is Francis Suarez. Do you recognize the name?
Yes, of course. Negative opinion.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Alex Diaz de la Portilla. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Alfonso Alfi León?
No.
Miguel Soliman?
No.
Fabian Basavi?
Very negative.
Very unfavorable,
very negative.
Okay. The next one, Daniela Levin Cava?
Favorable.
Just somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Rosy Cordero Stutz?
Don't know.
Eileen Higgins?
Favorable.
Barry or someone?
Someone.
Joe Sanchez?
Don't know.
Carlos Jimenez?
What's the first name?
Carlos Jimenez.
Oh, Carlos Jimenez. Don't know.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I said
opinion.
Don't know him. Don't know.
Oh, okay.
Don't
Sorry.
Know him. Sorry.
The next one, Donald Trump.
Very, 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 very unfavorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Vicky Lopez?
Barely know who that is.
But based on what you know about her, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of her?
I don't know enough to make an opinion.
And the next one, Maria Elvira Salazar?
I don't know enough to make an opinion.
And then the last one, Joe Carollo. Do you recognize the name, Joe Carollo?
Yeah, I do. Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. And you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Alfonso Alti León or Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins.
And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Eileen Higgins or Miguel Soldiman?
Eileen Higgins.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, now you will now be given some statements about...
How many more questions?
Eileen.
You said... Wait. You said 8 minutes. It's going
on. We're almost done with the survey. We're 75% now. This is basically the last part. You will now be given some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. Those statements are about some opponents say about Eileen Higgins. So the first one is, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually votes to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her. Or
somewhat,
the statement
somewhat,
makes no difference.
Somewhat less likely. Less likely.
The next one, Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. More likely, less likely, or make
somewhat
no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
The next one, during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
Very unlikely.
Much less, or just somewhat less?
Much less likely.
The last three. Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. After hearing that, more likely, less likely to support her or make no difference?
Makes no difference.
The last two, since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. More likely to support her, less likely, or makes no difference?
Less likely.
Much less,
okay,
or just somewhat less?
John? I said less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
I said less likely, just less likely.
Yes,
less.
I need to...
Okay,
somewhat less.
Okay, you've asked like a lot more questions than you said you were. I'm over this, okay?
I understand, but we'll hate to lose your opinion. We're almost done. Just a few more questions. Are you sure you want to...
But you lied to me. You lied to me. You said three more questions. You've already asked five more questions. Now you say you have more questions.
I don't say three more questions.
You said three more questions.
Basically the last part of the survey. Yes, three more statements.
Okay.
Will you have a few minutes?
You lost me. No, because you lied to me. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Maybe you go to 8 minutes. You lied about the 8 minutes. I hope this is recorded. You know, you lied about 8 minutes.
It is, but we'll hate to lose our opinion. But thank you for taking it.
Well, maybe, no, sir, maybe if you were honest,
yes,
you would get maybe people, you know, staying on. But I'm sorry.
We'll hate to lose your opinion.
Well, no, if you were honest, you would have gotten my opinion. Goodbye.
Bye.